Welcome to the cafe in Cork. Welcome to the cafe in Blackrock Castle Observatory. And I'm here with Roger Overall, and we're about to do a conversation. And I'll say more about the conversation later. But first of all, since our last conversation here, Roger, what has happened? What has happened as a result of our last conversation here as regards your business focus in relation to the use of audio?
Tell me something about audio. Well, and it ties in with what conversation we'll be having later on. When we last
wonderful,
session,
wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coffee's just arrived. Carry on. Second cup of coffee's just
second
arrived.
Second cup of coffee just arrived. I'm only halfway through my hot chocolate. Where was I? Yes. Paul and I discussed the use of audio, and that I was very keen to use Audioboo for one specific purpose only, so that if you listen to my audio booze, you would pretty much know you were going to hear about one specific topic. And we narrowed it down to 5 topics, and after that we actually were able to distill 2 of them that seemed to make sense and very interesting. One was, I would like to develop as a human being, so I'd like to take on a new challenge, and that I would audio boo about taking on a new challenge and following through and achieving whatever the challenge, whatever the outcome was, whatever the end goal was.
And that was something completely fresh, which you didn't already have going on, and you were going to do it right from the very beginning.
And then the other one, which is an issue that is kind of interesting me now because of my age, is health for the over 40s. However, I hadn't made any progress because I was struggling. Quite honestly, I don't have the bandwidth, the time, the space in my diary to take on a new challenge. I've got lots of new challenges happening at the moment. So I was edging towards the health for the over 40s aspect of it. But it occurred to me yesterday as I was walking the dog of part of my new health regime for the over 40 man that I could combine these two things, because I am actually, I have taken on a big challenge. I am developing something new. I am taking my life in a new direction, almost professionally, almost entirely. So it occurred to me that I could podcast about that process. Now, part and parcel of this process of changing my business, of redirecting my business away from relying solely on photography and involving more video aspects to it and audio aspects as well. And the business, in a nutshell, the business is about helping other companies and people and organizations tell their story effectively online, using photography, words, audio, video, you name it. So that's where I'd like my business to go. So I'm transitioning away from purely being a photographer. And that in its own right is a challenge that fits the category of, well, podcast about that. Changing your business. Changing...
Oh, we've got a phone call for me, and I think I'll pause this. Do you need to take it?
I don't. I can call that. I can call Peter later on.
That's from somebody we both know, anyway.
It is. This is from Peter Cox. And Peter, if you ever listen to this audio boo, sorry I couldn't pick up.
Carry on.
So my challenge, and I think it's a challenge a lot of people recognise, is how do you change career?
So let me just get it right. You're talking about changing your career, right?
Yes.
But you're also flagging up that you could do this with some reference to your health, right?
Absolutely.
That would be helpful to people over the, at around the same age as yourself, right?
Yes.
You remind me of two people, right, by the way, first of all.
Two people.
Two people you know, right?
One
is AJ Leia, right?
Oh, yes.
AJ Leia, misfit, nomad, remarkable guy and all that.
Yep.
Now, he, besides what he's doing, he's also running. Now, you might or might not, people may or not know this, but AJ Leon has taken up running, right? And he has integrated, you know, reports on his progress with his physical fitness, maybe his mental fitness as well, mind you, and his whole fitness into his journey, right? So there will be stuff about his running, right? And similarly, Chris Brogan has changed his diet, right? Chris Brogan is eating differently than before, right? So here are two men, right? One in his 30s and one in his 40s, right? So, you know, all around our age. Well, no, actually, I'm the eminence. I'm the ancient creature in this situation. But the point about this is that those two guys who are very engaging, highly focused in their own way, are also bringing health in as a real thing. So I think you might be into something.
Well, I think one of the fundamentals, I think, of being successful in business is actually being mentally at your best and physically at your best as well. And there's no point changing your career from my experience, photography is a very stressful career. It's a very difficult career. There's no point changing it if you aren't also going to change the impact that your business life is going to have on your health and your family life. I think it's all integrated. I think we're moving to a situation where if you're able to, and if you can see the benefit of how things actually fit together, how your business life and your family life shouldn't be seen as two separate things, because they actually do impact on each other. So that if you want to have if you want to enjoy your family life to its full potential, what you don't want is this thing hanging over you that at 9 o'clock in the morning you've got to get up and go, you know, the Sunday afternoon feeling where your whole Sunday afternoon can be ruined because all you're thinking about is that the next morning you have to get up and your weekend is finished. And that come Wednesday, you're almost wishing your working life away because the weekend is approaching and that's where you want to be.
Tell me, does that mean I have to give up drinking black coffee and I have to go on to drinking nettle juice and cranberries squeezed, mixed with honey from manuka trees?
Absolutely not. Not unless you absolutely enjoy honey from manuka trees. If I understood that correctly. No, listen, there's not. In my view is this.
Honey from manuka trees is good for you, isn't it? Don't they always only come from New Zealand?
I didn't know that honey came from trees.
Well, okay. No, bushes, plants, flowers, okay. Bloody things that grow in the ground, okay?
But anyway.
All right. But manuka honey
is good for you.
Is not, I think they have. Do you know that when. That in one of the world wars, they discovered by putting honey onto wounds that acted to help speed up the healing process.
I had actually heard that. I'm sure I also read that they used it in a diluted form for plasma. No, is that sorry? That's coconut milk.
Is it? But anyway, honey from especially manuka, and it can only be grown, I think, in New Zealand. We should pause for breath, shouldn't we?
We should, but just come back to your question, because this is a very good question, and I do not believe that you should give up things that give you pleasure. Because ultimately, if you're giving up things that give you pleasure, then what's the point of living, really? If you're
but
going
the
to...
endorphins in the brain and all that kind of thing, that positive, what you've just referred to pleasure, right? Positive energy, there would be a feedback loop, wouldn't there? Between satisfaction, contentment, enjoyment, smiling, laughing, you know, savouring.
I agree. I mean, but also, I mean, look, if you like banoffee pie, by all means eat banoffee pie. Just don't eat the whole thing.
And eat more than banoffee pie.
Absolutely.
Man cannot live on banoffee pie alone.
No, I can attest to that. I've given it a damn good try and you can't.
Thank you very much, Roger. That's the end of phase one of this conversation.
Anyway. So
what are we going to go on to next, by the way? We should do a little trailer for the future. We're going to get much more focused in on an email from Chris Brogan, right?
We should get together.
Yeah. Yes. I want to know what your personal manifesto is. We'll come on to that.
I'd like to know as well.